Today, after a meeting with the AFL Commission, the AFL has moved to immediately suspend the 2020 Toyota AFL Premiership season at the conclusion of this weekend's matches. We'll also conclude the NAB AFL Women's season as a result of the continuing spread of the COVID-19 virus. Today's match in Perth between the West Coast Eagles and Melbourne will be the final match before the AFL season goes into a temporary halt. Games will be suspended until May 31, 2020. We will review the situation by the end of April to determine whether a further suspension period would be required. Today's AFLW semi-final between Carlton and Brisbane Lions will be the last NAB AFL Women's match to be played, with the 2020 season ending today. Given the twin conference structure and that the final series was not completed, the AFL Commission has determined no premiership will be awarded for this season as per the recommendation from the AFL executive. The decision by various state governments to close their borders and travel bans and other measures meant it was time for the AFL to immediately stop the AFLW and AFL competitions. All AFL club training will be suspended while we work with the clubs on the best way to manage players ahead of games being resumed. The 31 May 2020 resumption time for the season will be reviewed, and depending on the medical advice and government regulations in place at the time, the date could be extended out. Over the next 48 hours, both the AFL and clubs will detail the drastic and immediate steps we need to be taken to cut costs. The AFL industry is facing its biggest financial crisis in our history. But our key priority is to do everything possible to keep players, staff and supporters healthy and well through this pandemic. Our industry provides livelihoods for thousands and thousands of people. But our key focus at the moment, like every organisation in the country, is to do everything that needs to be done to slow the spread of this virus and to keep people as healthy as possible. To say that this is the most serious threat to our game in 100 years is an understatement. It is unprecedented in its impact. It is unprecedented in the impact it's having on our game and the wider community. And as a community and as a code, we all need to take the unprecedented and required actions to get through this together. I know that everyone involved in our game and our millions of supporters will be impacted by this decision, and that many people will suffer significant hardship, as are people right across our community. But I also know that we all have a responsibility to the community and to each other. And we'll have to work collectively to overcome this crisis. We're given advice by the government and the chief medical officers that it was right to start the season. But that advice also included that our season would be paused at some stage. It was the right decision to start the season, and today it is clearly now the right decision to stop. That is why we've acted immediately to take this step, to play our role in the community and to protect the long-term future of our game. The AFL plan is to play all remaining 144 games plus finals this year. The competition will need to be or to remain agile and flexible on when those games are scheduled and when play returns. As I said the other night, we are prepared to run as late as possible in 2020 to complete the season if it was required. Our focus over the coming days is working with the clubs to embed medical protocols provided, to finalise the operating model for the clubs during the temporary suspension period, and to work with our funding partners to secure a line of credit to fund cash fall shortfalls across the industry while allowing the best possible chance for a return to football matches. An alternate fixture based on a season of remaining 144 games plus finals will also be worked on over the coming weeks. I want to thank the federal and state and territory governments for their advice and support over the past few weeks. And I want to thank the whole football community, including broadcast and corporate partners of the AFL and our clubs, our members, our supporters, for their support and their understanding in what has been an unprecedented time in the game's history. I especially want to thank our staff who have been tireless in working with everyone across football through this issue. The only way that footy can find a way through is to continue to be agile, flexible, and most importantly, united.